And it's time once again to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time on the Morning Munch. And obviously today, Good Friday. And so we're going to look at the crucifixion and death of Jesus. At Mark's account, chapter 15, we pick it up where Jesus has been crucified. He's on the cross, coming to the moment of his death. And in Mark chapter 15, verse 33, it says, "At the sixth hour, darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, 'Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani,' which means, 'My God, why have you forsaken me?' And when some of those standing near this, they said, listen, he's calling on Elijah. And one man ran and filled a sponge with wine vinegar and put it on a stick and offered it to Jesus to drink. 'Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down,' he said. And with a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood there in front of Jesus heard his cry and saw how he died, he said, 'Surely this man was the Son of God.'" We see Jesus crying out on the cross at the moment of his death. Those famous words, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Which is actually the 22nd Psalm. It's the opening lines to the 22nd Psalm, the Psalm he would have been praying at that moment. And I would encourage you to go read that Psalm today. It's very powerful in light of the crucifixion. But we're not going to look at that today, but I encourage you to do that on your own. But the moment that Jesus is forsaken, when the Bible says that he who had no sin was made to be sin for us, and the punishment of God was poured out upon him for the sin of humanity, it is a reminder to us that we are saved by the judgment of God. We are saved through the judgment of God. Our salvation comes through God's judgment. We often talk about we're saved by grace, and we are. It's God's grace that allows him to offer this to us. But it is through his judgment. Salvation comes through God's judgment. We're not saved by the forgiveness of sins. That's a byproduct of the judgment that God poured out on Christ. We are not saved because God forgives our sins or because God is willing to set our sins aside or look away from our sins or in any way dismiss them. We're saved because he judged them. Our salvation comes in the way that God judges sin, because he chose to place that judgment upon Jesus instead of upon us. All of our sin is judged. Your sin, my sin, every time you and I sin, there is a judgment for that. Well, there was a judgment for that. And that judgment was poured out upon Jesus Christ. We have salvation today because Jesus took the judgment of God that was rightly ours upon himself. And we talk about the grace of God and the mercy of God and the love of God, and we should. These are all on display here. But we shouldn't neglect or forget the judgment of God. That the salvation that we enjoy, the fact that we can now walk in righteousness. We who were not righteous have been made to be righteous because he who had no sin was made to be sin. And the judgment of God was poured out upon him. And the wrath of God was poured out upon him for the sin of humanity. Good Friday reminds us that there was a terrible price to pay for our salvation. That there was a terrible price to pay for Easter. That our salvation comes through the judgment of God poured out upon our Savior. A reminder that we should not live lightly in that salvation. We should not live in cheap grace, nor should we abuse the grace and mercy of God, but be forever humbled and ever reminded that our salvation came because the furious wrath of God was deflected from us by Jesus. That the death and judgment and condemnation that was rightly ours was poured out upon him. So as we remember and celebrate this Easter, and we should celebrate, it is a time of joy, but it is also a time for some somber reflection, a time to be reminded of the price that was paid, and a time to remember how we should then live, not cheaply, but in deepest gratitude and humblest obedience to the Savior who loved us so much. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that because of your love and because of your grace and because of your mercy, that the judgment that we so richly deserved was placed instead upon one who did not deserve it at all. That the condemnation for our sin was placed upon one who was chosen. And the purest, the holiest, the best was made to be the worst because of us. We thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice for us. We thank you, though we are so undeserving and often so ungrateful, you nevertheless gave yourself for us. And for this, Lord, you are truly worthy to be praised and adored and exalted above every other name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for who you are and for what you have done. And teach us this day, in light of the cross, to live our lives with it ever in view, that we might bring glory to your name and enjoy your company forever. We pray this in your name. Amen. Well, in addition to being your affable and gracious morning show host, I also pastor here at Gateway Baptist Church. We meet at 6047 Door Street, 11 o'clock on Sundays. And of course, recently, obviously, like many churches, we've been going online, being doing Zoom meeting for our church services. You can find more information about us at our website, gatewaytoledo.com, and see all the things we're doing and all our plans there.